General Labor Equipment Contract, project number 17-01, change order number 5.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. We will try to, let's say, in a very savvy way, assist in spending some of the money in the enterprise fund to maintain our system in the best expedient way. And the way we found to do this is to do the time and material work under the general labor and equipment contract. We have repaired a lot of pump stations this year, several emergency repairs, one to the entrance of Rehoboth, etc. So you also know that we had a extension to Rio Rico as one of the change orders in the scope changes before, which was briefly put on hold but is now back on the agenda. So we are on track to spending all the authorized funds and the funds authorized in the change orders. Under the current one, proposed change order, we have some site conditions we encountered at the various pump stations which forced additional work, which created an overage in time and material for these particular projects. And we have also had issues with utilities and site conditions at the airport, which increased our effort there slightly. So we're asking, in order to close this fiscal year out, for an additional $150,000, to no change in the scope, but just to close out the project you previously authorized. And in addition, we have a second request. The project has been successful, and I feel that we should definitely exercise the option year, which is in the county's best interest, and that would be a second authorization. Next year, next fiscal year, we will re-advertise the project, and this time go for a extended period with a two option years, which will give us a little bit more flexibility. But for right now, we only have one option year, which is your pleasure to do today if you so choose. So any questions from the council on the closeout for this fiscal year with the change order for $150,000 and the award for next year?
You have a motion?
We have two motions. And the award for next year is in accordance with the approved budget by you, which you just did. That's why we waited until now to get that in there.
Sure.
And maybe one last note, this: the amount for the option year does not include an allowance for emergency repairs. They will be brought before you as they occur. Obviously, once we have them done, we'll have to bring them in here so you can see and replenish the funds as necessary.
Sure.
The first motion is be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 5 for contract 17-01 FY17 general labor and equipment contract be approved, increasing the contract amount by $150,000 for a new total of $3.543,254.80.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion, Mr.
Motion,
Burton.
Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next motion,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. President. Second motion, be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department to approve a one-year contract extension for the general labor and equipment contract FY18 in the amount of $4,300,000 even, not including any emergency repairs.
Pleasure, Council.
On the advice of our staff, I'll make a motion we support it.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next one is the Taxiway C project. And you know this is part of the preventive maintenance program for our pavement systems. We had an issue with Taxiway C, and the follow-up evaluation showed that we have some deficiencies which had to be addressed. The project is in two phases. One phase will be done this fall after the Labor Day, actually after the Wings and Wheels. So we have several runway closures, which had to be structured at the end of the year, but we have to get the pavement done before the closure of the pavement plans. So we advertised the project with these constraints. It's a fairly short project, 40 days. And we received three bids at bid date, and the bids were within the budgeted range as approved by council with the budgets available. The second phase of this project will be done in later on in next year in the spring, for no other reason because one of our largest tenants requested a breakdown of the work in accordance with their business model, so they didn't want to have all this interruption for their access at the same time. So having said this, at this point, we have the phase one before you to be worked on.
Okay, you have a motion. Awarded.
The motion for that. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 17-02, Taxiway C Pavement Rehab Phase 1 be awarded to George & Lynch Incorporated in the total amount of $560,008 even.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion?
My question is, Mr. Wilson. Is this a Northwest taxiway, is this east and west?
It is the taxiway which connects to the Aloft facility, so that would be more east-west than north-south.
Well, that was a new taxiway a few years ago, wasn't it? About six,
it was
7 years ago.
Newer. It's not one of the original ones. That is correct.
I know. I've landed there a couple of times. I always thought the taxiway is pretty good shape. That seemed like they were new.
It's in pretty good shape optically, but not if you land a large Boeing aircraft on, or if you taxi a large aircraft on.
Just see if we got enough weight underneath to hold them up, right?
Yeah, that's a good. It's a good thing.
That would be the intent, to meet the structural deficiency. Yes.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. John Ashman, Tidewater Landing, use of existing infrastructure agreement. Morning, sir.
Good morning. This is the use of existing infrastructure agreement for Tidewater Landing. The Tidewater Landing project is designed to manifold to the county's existing regional force main. The project has an on-site pump station and force main that will manifold with our force main from pump station 210. The effluent will be pumped through the existing county-owned force main to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility for treatment and disposal. The project will contribute $84,097.69 to be expended when the existing transmission infrastructure requires upgrades and/or replacement. Payment will be due prior to receiving substantial completion of the project's on-site pump station, and the agreement has been executed by CMF Tidewater Landing, LLC.
Have a motion?
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and CMF Tidewater Landing, LLC for the Tidewater Landing project as presented on June 13th, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Yeah. Can
motion, I Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion?
Yes.
Cole.
I'm just curious again. Let me see if I can get this straight. The infrastructure is ours?
The existing infrastructure
and
is ours.
And Tidewater wants to use our infrastructure?
Tidewater Landing. It's
Landing, I'm sorry. Okay, Tidewater Landing, the community. So the community,
yes,
is not with a private.
Correct. They're
on a county system.
They're on county
system. Everything's all county.
County sewer, it's all will be ours, but they are requesting to connect into our existing infrastructure.
Okay. Now I thought Tidewater triggered something.
It's
where I was thinking it was the name. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking that we were
AKA
working
vessels,
with
had several
in conjunction. Okay. So it's an all county project, all county infrastructure.
It will all be county.
All county customers.
Okay.
Questions?
We're just extending the end of our sewer line into this development.
No, they're actually tying their infrastructure to our force main to pump farther. To pump it to our Inland Bays facility.
Okay, so our pipe's already in the ground.
Our pipe's already
they're
in the ground.
They're bringing their
They'll
pipe
bring
to
their
our
infrastructure
pipe.
To us and connect.
So they had
no
a system.
We have no expense on that
Correct.
End of it. Okay.
They had done an ordinance 38 or something, they had a system in the ground that, like a dry system?
Ordinance 38 now, yes.
Okay.
Councilman Burton, the county had to spend dollars to create the infrastructure which now exists, and that's what the manifolding of the system allows to do with the proper hydraulic analysis. And if I may,
certainly.
Council, Mr. Robertson and I are working on a codification of how we approach these. So when you look at this, when both of you council members look at these things, that you have a guidance in the code which allows you to follow a step-by-step procedure right now. Mr. Ashman and I established certain criteria and formula, and we're trying to apply them historically across the board of these agreements. But your question speaks to exactly the reason, you know, like somebody would like to know exactly how we arrive at this point and what we consider a county-owned infrastructure available for connection. Because sometimes you may say it is not available for connection.
Correct. And it would not be available for connection because we can't handle it.
Correct.
Right? So
affirmative.
So you have built in some movement in the plant, and when that gets maxed...
It's in the transmission system.
In the transmission system. So, okay, but then when they tie their lines into us, if there is needed maintenance, it's on them?
The maintenance, once we accept their system under the Ordinance 38, once they have final completion, we accept all maintenance with it. But that's several years down the road. But when you look at capacity, it's almost looking like your financial analysis on a cash flow model. Because when you develop your allocations, you develop them on assumptions. But as you grow forward, actual contributions, i.e. flows, can be tracked, and we back into that and say, based on these, we use the formulas which allow us to say there is available capacity or there's not.
And here's how much it costs to get that.
And here's how much it costs based on the actual bid prices to construct it.
Okay, and that's what you and Vince are working on, is that formula.
We're trying to make sure that everybody sees that outlined in the code versus just going through it on a case-by-case basis.
Good deal.
So what type of material are we using?
We only utilize the material which is authorized under the county standard specifications. So in this particular case, the pipe which is already in the ground is a PVC pipe which we're
PVC.
Using.
PVC?
Yeah, that's the one we already own.
Any more questions of council?
That's probably lifetime, right?
Come on.
Anything? Everybody's good?
Good.
Let's take a vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson? Yes. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Patty Diptola, Mount Joy, Oak Street, proposed Sussex County Streetlight District. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. For the record, my name is Patty Deptula, Director of Special Projects for Sussex County Engineering Department. One of the tasks I manage is the implementation of the Sussex County Street Lighting Districts through Chapter 95 of the Sussex County Code. In a nutshell, the code allows any suburban community to request the county's help to establish a street lighting district within their community. If a community is determined to meet the suburban community definition, it must go through specific steps, the first being the petition process. If all requirements are met for petitions, then an election to vote on the proposed district is held for the community. These steps are outlined within the county code and within our administrative procedures for street lighting districts. If all steps are met, a street lighting district may be formed. I'm here today to ask for your approval to circulate a petition form for the Mount Joy Oak Street proposed street lighting district. Mount Joy's Oak Street is a street located within the neighborhood known as Mount Joy, on Mount Joy Road, which is also known as County Road 297, north of Millsboro, Delaware. The proposed street lighting district boundaries are presented on the screen and in your packet as Exhibit A. It encompasses the Sussex County Tax Map 3344, parcels 67 through 71. This is 21 tax parcels in the district boundary, but only 17 assessable improvements per our current county tax records, and I did perform a field check on April 24th. I did a preliminary field review with Delaware Electric Cooperative to determine feasibility, and then subsequently met with the Mount Joy Association Board representatives. At their request, I attended one of their community association meetings, at which I explained the street lighting program to those in attendance. After the meeting, the association voted to send a letter requesting county to provide petition forms to initiate the process to form a district. They meet the definition of a suburban community as defined in the code, which states that any unincorporated area within Sussex County containing at least 10 dwelling and or business structures whose streets aggregate a minimum of 500 linear feet of roadway and which, in the opinion of Sussex County Council, is so situated as to form a unit which is reasonably and economically capable of being improved by the installation, maintenance, and operation of streetlights. I put together a petition form, and it was approved by Mr. David Rudd, our assistant county attorney, and the petition form is included in the attachment in your handout. At this time, I have a motion to present, unless I can answer any questions.
If you'd read your motion, then we'll see if we have any.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council has determined the community known as Mount Joy Oak Street satisfies the criteria of a suburban community as defined in Chapter 95, the Sussex County Street Lighting Code, Paragraph 95, Section 1, and authorizes the Sussex County Engineering Department to circulate the attached petition form to determine if a street lighting district may be established as required by Chapter 95 of the Sussex County Street Lighting Code.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion. We support the
motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
I have a question.
Okay.
Questions, Mr. Wilson.
How much do we pay on having this put in there? What's our percentage?
The way it's broken down, the county pays the monthly street lighting bills, and then we bill in advance annually each assessable improvement.
So technically, we're going to pay for putting all the lights in there. We're going to pay for all of it.
The lights are owned by the electric company.
They're owned by the co-op.
They charge for the electric that is provided to service the lights.
In other words, electric light comes charging nothing and putting these poles in, putting these lights in.
They're charging it through their electric fee cost, what they bill you at home.
Okay.
But what this does is that it gives the community an opportunity to have everyone pay because the county is doing the billing, if that makes sense. People are more likely to pay than...
I think you got through a little bit.
Yeah. we bill, there's a number, at the end of it, there's a number established, it's going to cost them X dollars per month, year, however that's based.
Right, I put together a preliminary estimate because I like to send that out with the petition form so that they have an idea, and we discussed it at their association meeting also, but it's going to be in the range of $60 to $70 per year per assessable improvement is what it'll end up costing them.
So with the tax bill, we will bill them the $60-some dollars, which we pay to the co-op.
And if they don't pay, it becomes a lien on their property, just like if they didn't pay their tax bill.
Is it
a lien against their property if they don't pay it?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's only improved properties.
Correct.
Right. So as properties others get improved, would is it safe to say that then that may get reduced as another property comes on?
In 99% of the cases, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if they had two or three houses in 1 year, that could have an impact.
Sure. Right.
One may not, but okay.
So I mean, they have seven vacant parcels, or six, whatever it is right
six,
now.
Right.
They could conceivably lower their cost.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Any more questions, the council?
And
Mr. Burton,
Do they vote on this? Is that
the first step's a petition, and if I get enough petitions back, then I go to a public meeting and we talk about it again, and then we have an election.
Yes. Is it 51%? Is it?
No, it's the petitions, and this is something that I'm hoping to come. You know, Hans and I've been discussing modifying this code to make it consistent with our Chapter 96, which is the roads. But we'll get into that later. What was your question again? I'm sorry.
Is it a 51%? Majority vote.
The way the code is written, one person has the ability to request a street lighting district be formed. We wrote up engineering administrative procedures years ago. I asked for at least 20%, which I don't even feel really is enough, but.
The answer is yes.
Okay, so you get 51%, and then the streetlights go in.
Right.
And then $60 a year is assessed.
Right.
In this example,
it's the majority of people that actually vote at the election. It's not 51%.
Okay.
So if five people show up and three vote yes, it's in. And this is all based on me getting petition forms.
It's a majority of the people who show up.
Right. Just like at a general election. I mean, right.
You gotta be there.
You can't send it in.
Yeah, there's absentee vote ballots included. So they have every means to vote.
Okay, and it looks like it's a cul-de-sac with a, at the very end, does the development go further on?
It's really not even a cul-de-sac there. If you drive out there, this is the paper layout. Honestly, I don't foresee it extending beyond, but.
Okay.
It's been there quite a while,
right,
and it hasn't.
Right.
There's been no extension, so who knows? You know.
Right. I just didn't know if there.
Once they get these nice streetlights, I think there's going to be a big boom.
There you go.
Building boom right there.
I think there could be an extension requested later to come out onto Route 297 with
Joy
some
Road.
More streetlights.
Yeah.
This was, you know, pretty cut and dry the way their streets laid out. But they are all part of the Mount Joy Community Association, and they back this fully. So.
But you can only you can dissect the community just on this street for lights.
Yes, we've done that in the past and then allowed them to annex in later. And in this case, it's not, when you're out on Route 297, those are all strip lots.
Right.
So really, this is a subdivision that was separated, even though it's part of the Mount Joy Community Association.
Okay.
It would be similar to like the Harbison Street Lighting District that we have that runs down Route 5 and Route 9. It's not per se an actual town or community, but they form together. They have their own homeowners association, property owners association, and that's how they were able to get in and be defined as a suburban community. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
No, I understand.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I think over the years we've been very accommodating. We've tried to be very flexible with this program to help. You know, people with these situations, it's a good program, and it's been used throughout the county. So for many purposes, not just streetlights, but like the roads and other things. But you might want to sit down with her someday and let her tell you.
Are sidewalks in this program?
Could be.
No.
Well, they could be, couldn't they? Not this program, but can't you do with the Suburban Roads Program? Possibly.
Let's go on.
I'll vote yes.
You should, but if
I'll vote
the road
yes.
Pavement is the main
right.
Factor for that,
I'll vote
that
yes.
Program.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Burton, your vote?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you,
ma'am.
And I may see you with the changes for this later on. So.
There you go. You're always welcome.
Yeah, watch Mr. Cole here vote out of turn.
Grant, we quit.